Hey.
What's happening?
I'm just stuffing my face with food.
As usual.
Mm-hmm. Happy Christmas Eve, everybody.
Yeah. Our podcast is a little bit delayed.
Yeah.
This week.
Somebody was out partying yesterday. We're
partying too much.
Mm-hmm. It's the holiday seasons.
Tis the season.
To be.
Fat?
Fat. It's Christmas Eve. What's going on? I spent the past few days gift wrapping.
Volunteering.
Gift wrapping.
And?
It's crazy. People lose the spirit of Christmas.
They lose the spirit of Christmas.
I know.
What, when they get their gifts wrapped?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's wrong with them?
They're queuing for too long, they get a bit cranky.
Oh, that's, yeah. Well, that's the impatience of society these days.
Mm-hmm. Spoiled brats with...
People have to stand in queues and they're like, oh, I'm going to stand in the queue now.
Yep.
Salty.
People being salty with their donations.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Well, people don't have patience for one.
That's true.
I've always found.
Mm-hmm.
And they are so stingy when it comes to, like, donations. What is it, gold coin?
Yep. Per item.
Oh, and so people roll up with, like, five trolleys. Items. Oh, no, really?
No, people rolling up with trolleys. Trolleys of...
Full of
toys. And kids, the bloody kids are going to rip the paper apart anyway. So why wrap it up anyway? It's not necessary.
And do they give notes?
Some people do.
Do they drop some good... They drop, like, some 50s or some...
I've seen people dropping the silvers.
The silver coins.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But not the
Yeah. Ain't no one making it rain with paper.
Ooh, mm-hmm. That's why you need to get a strip joint for that.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But I got a lovely visit yesterday.
Yeah.
From my godson.
Aww.
He came by and was wrapping his presents.
Aww.
He was trying to help me. That was pretty cute. And then his mum drove me home, and on the way home he was telling me that Santa was gonna go visit him on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And he told me that, you know, Santa's going to eat his cookies and he's going to put some carrots out for the reindeers.
Right.
And then I asked him, how's Santa going to get into your house? And he's like, the front door. I said, no, you don't have a chimney. Santa ain't going to visit you if you're not going to have a chimney.
So what did he...
His face was mortified. He was so... upset. He was about to burst into tears. He went to his mom. Go, mommy, Santa gonna come and visit me?
Oh, see.
And I said to him, oh, you don't have a chimney.
So you stopped short of telling him that Santa's not real, by pretty much saying
I never said Santa is not real. Always said.
Santa
won't be able to come visit you if you do not have a chimney.
Yeah, but it's just like, that's one step just before going, you know what I mean? Santa's not
Well, he's
not
five
real.
And a half. I've got to break it slowly to him. His parents are not going to do it, so I feel like it's my responsibility as a godmother to break it to him.
Well, he's got a good couple of years left.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
For Santa.
So I told him, you need a chimney. So, apparently, I was told this morning by the mother that he told his dad to build a chimney. So, they've got less than 24 hours to build a chimney for Santa to come visit.
You screwed them over.
But, with this story, I like to think of, you know,
what
lies adults would be telling kids, or your parents would have told you when you were young.
Mm.
You would have lies. I had heaps from my mum.
The only one that I really remember is the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, yeah?
Because I remember for a stage there when I was like, I don't know, 7, 9-ish, when my teeth started falling out, my first teeth.
Mm.
It's always weird that, I'll be honest with you. You know, like...
Your first set of
teeth, it's just like weird.
Mm.
And then they fall out. And then you've got new teeth that comes out afterwards. And then that's the only teeth you've got.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, why can't your What can't your early teens be like? Why can't they last until you're like 25 and then like they come through and then
you get... Or have new sets every 10 years or so.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Like, why does it only happen twice?
I don't know.
Why not three times?
I don't know. But anyways.
That's like, because that's just weird.
Yeah, it is weird. But going back to your story. Well, is your mom telling you?
Yeah, well, I had like a shocking period there when I was... It would have been like in the space of like 2 years or something. And like heaps of my teeth. And it was like all those front teeth. Do you know what I mean? All the front teeth came out. I'm touching my face as I'm telling this story because it's just, I remember the, I think it might have gave me a complex about my teeth. My teeth are all right though.
Yeah, if you like to think so.
thanks for the moral support. not as good as your teeth.
Thank you.
You got some good teeth.
Thank you.
I'll have to punch you in your teeth.
Well, apparently my mum paid more to the tooth fairy than yours then.
Yeah, well, I think so too because I remember my teeth had fallen out and I like had buck teeth and I had whole gaps in my face and I remember my mum was like putting... She was like, you need to put your teeth underneath the pillow, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, cool. Put them under there. And then I remember waking up to them taking my teeth and then putting money under there. And I was like, what's going on? She's like, there is no tooth fairy. It's us giving you money.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. Like a little kid, you know, like, oh. Well, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Aww.
And then, I need to pull... maybe tomorrow when we have Christmas lunch, I'm going to pull her up on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the like that was one of the first times that I remember... Your like
parents lying to
you. Yeah, just like, oh, there's a tooth fairy. And then, you know, you bust them swapping out, stealing your teeth from underneath your pillow and putting money there. And it wasn't even good money.
Silver coin?
It was, yeah, shrapnel. Not happy. But... Yeah, so I that set me off.
Never trust issues with your parents.
Yeah. So when they were talking about eat your broccoli, it'll make you, you know, or eat your spinach, it makes you strong like Popeye. I'm like, no. No.
Yeah, you tell them.
No, I don't believe you.
Yeah. What other lies? I had weird lies.
What's your one?
My mom, from I think it was early year 7, year 8, junior high school, I've always, and I still do, want to get my belly button pierced. Mom, I want to get my belly button pierced. Oh, no, Winnie, that's how, that's when lightning, you're going to get lightning strike right into your belly.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you took that to the grave.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Till now, 34 years of age, and I still believe that.
And you still don't have your belly pierced?
Nah.
Do you have any other...
Only my ears.
So...
That's the thing. I remember questioning her when I was young. I never understood that concept, how I could get lightning with a belly button, but not with my earrings. She said it's different when he is, just the way it is.
I can't believe you feel for that shit.
But so I'm reading some online fibs that parents have told their kids. I like this one.
What is it?
I tell my kids when the ice cream truck plays its song, it's out of ice cream. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I love that.
That's one. A keeper.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you find out like Santa and do you even remember? Do you remember when like Santa you got told Santa is a lie?
No. What about you? Do you remember? I don't remember.
No, but I remember one of the clear times is like when we were like really little, and so we used to live in like a cul-de-sac in a street, and we used to have like Christmas parties in the street, and so they used to get like. They used to close off the street. Like, they put witches' hats down the front of the street so no cars could come in, block the street off. And then every house in the cul-de-sac. There's probably like 9 or 10
mm-hmm.
houses.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone had kids, and then everyone, you know, got a letter in the letterbox, like personalized, mm-hmm. written. And I was like, come to the Christmas party. And they put like massive tables out, barbecues mm-hmm. all in the middle of the cul-de-sac.
Mm-hmm.
And heaps of Eskies, but with beer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were like, literally, I know my mum might hear this, but I don't care. Mm. we were like, not like young, like 8, 9.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd get, and so there'd probably be like about, you know, 10 of us kids. And then what we would do is we would then get the parents, well, a whole group of us would get the parents to distract the entire group of parents, and the other ones would go into the esky
mm-hmm.
and like get a couple of VBs. That's what they, that's what they would drink. It was nasty. And beer cans, tinnies, aluminium cans, real dirt. And we would sneak off after they've done the distraction, and then we would drink beers.
Oh, as you like, do.
Yeah.
And that's when you and knew the Santa was
real. Well, and then a Santa came out. And it's the first time like I remember like actually seeing Santa.
Uh-huh.
So someone was dressed up in full Santa costume, beard and everything, and we're like, that looks like Maddie's dad. I was like, Santa's not real. It's just like, it's all smoke and mirrors. It's all bullshit.
It's all bullshit. Well,
and so we kept drinking beers.
I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this to you before, and I don't know if you would agree with me, but if we do ever have kids, I'm telling them straight up from the very beginning, because I don't want to waste time and money going buying Christmas presents, etc.
Oh, what, you give them straight facts?
Yeah, Christmas. Yeah, Santa's not real.
Santa's not real.
I'm
going to
be that mother.
Oh, you're going to go one for Jesus isn't real.
Oh, God, we're not talking about religion. Let's not start that. Anyways, I think it was last week or the week before we were talking about Kris Kringle.
Yeah.
Well, on a recent article that I was reading recently.
Yeah.
Kris Kringle going wrong.
Kris Kringle gone wrong.
Gone wrong.
Where... Did you have a Kris Kringle this year?
No, you asked me that in the last pod. No.
Oh. I can't remember.
Where... The budget for the Kris Kringle is $50. And apparently, the guy bought a book and a couple of bags of lollies.
Yeah, and that was his present.
To his
Kris Kringle.
Yeah.
Secret Santa.
Secret Santa. And the lady, she Googled the pricing of the items.
Oh.
And she found out who gave her the present.
Oh.
And she messaged her colleague. And basically said, hey, dude, the total amount that you spent on the Kris Kringle was $30. The budget, $50.
You
owe me $20. And they screenshot the whole message on the article. It's pretty hilarious.
So she went and claimed...
Yeah, she's claiming $20.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, how does that even... Anyway, go, keep going.
Yeah. So, and then it got me thinking, and this is what I said last time, Kris Kringle was shit. But, to keep the story short, because we've spoken about Kris Kringle already, apparently there's this great website where all your colleagues can enter a wish list.
Yeah.
And it will be randomly selected for the Kris Kringle, and if you pick out a certain name, it will give you a wish list, 3 items that person want.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's fair for all.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah. I thought that was a great idea.
That is a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would work so well at my workplace.
Exactly. I think you should implement that.
Because, yeah, there's
next
some...
Year.
Wish lists.
Yep.
Because then people, you get what you want.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or at least you get something that you kind of like.
Yeah. What else is happening with you?
Finished work. Living the dream. It's holiday season. Mm-hmm. Something to get festive.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrating Festivus.
Mm-hmm. Christmas movies. Do you have a favourite Christmas movie?
Home Alone is always going to be my Christmas movie.
Mm.
First one.
Mm-hmm. That's the one where his family, they've all gone to New York.
Oh, you watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's the first one. It's like the OJ Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's probably my favourite.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably my Christmas. That's my Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
What's yours?
I don't know. I don't think I have a favourite Christmas. Oh.
What's your Christmas song?
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis?
What's Die Hard? To me, that's a Christmas movie.
Really?
I love that movie.
Okay.
I love Bruce Willis, though.
Yeah, I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's your Christmas song? Don't tell me it's like Mariah Carey or something. It is Mariah Carey.
I'm so sick of it. But George Michael, can't go wrong with the classics.
What track?
Is it George Michael or is it Wham? It's Last Christmas. Is that George Michael? I mean, it is him singing, but was it him as George Michael or was it him in the Wham band?
I don't even know what song you're talking about, to be honest with you.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
You need to look that up.
Mm. Do you have a Christmas song? I'm so sick of it. I've been in a shopping centre for the past 3 days. So the last thing I want to hear is Christmas carols.
Yeah, no, I don't really have a Christmas. I don't really like any of that stuff. I don't really. Yeah, I'm a bit of a negative Nelly.
Yeah, negative Last Charlie. Christmas song by Wham.
Oh, is it?
Yep, that's the one.
I don't know. I just think all Christmas songs are rubbish. Elevator music.
Mm-hmm.
If it was something tangible, I'd use it to go to the bathroom and wipe my ass with that song.
Fun fact, Last Christmas was released in 1986. Bloody 32 years old.
Makes me feel old.
Oh, yeah.
But what else has been going on? Yeah, no, I heard the craziest story the other day. Some chick in America, she was in a hotel and she couldn't find her hotel room. And so she's stumbling around. I think she was like drunk or on drugs, like hard out.
Yeah.
And she walked into a meat freezer.
Oh, gosh.
Like, you know, one of those freezers?
Yep, in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Yep.
Like those double door things.
Yeah, yeah.
The door shut on her.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently she died in there.
She fell asleep in there and just...
Well, they couldn't find her for days.
Oh.
And then so they went and found her.
Uh-huh.
And, like, because all of her friends and her mum were all, like, trying to find her and stuff, and they were reviewing the CCTV footage. Oh, but the thing was, is, like, she was reported missing, like, heaps late in the game.
Oh, gosh.
And then, so by the time they had, like, said that she was missing, it was game over. And so the mum is now suing that hotel for like $60 million.
Oh, what?
Because there was no like label or anything on the door. I don't know. But that's what they'll say. But the thing was, the kicker is, get this right, is it wasn't a meat lockers like that nowadays. Once you close them from the outside, you can still open them from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you can't open them from the inside. So the chick, when she got in there, was too dumb to find the
door.
The door latch and unlock it.
Mm.
And so she died in there.
Mm.
What do you think about that?
Well, rest in peace first.
Yeah. But it's just like
suing the hotel.
That's a bit
extreme.
That's how they roll in the US though, you know what I mean?
That's true. Have you experienced anything freaky in a hotel?
Freaky?
I've got a story.
Freaky. We all got freaky in the hotel. What kind of freaky? Like ghosts and...
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, since we're talking about UFOs last time, do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah. Ooh. Spirits. Really? Yeah. So, I'm in Indonesia.
What's your ghost story?
See, in Indonesia, which area was I in? Was not in Denpasar, was not in Jakarta. I think I was in Surabaya. So Surabaya. So I'm in a hotel, and it was for a work trip. So another mate of mine, not my colleague, but there was a whole bunch of us traveling. Mm. He was staying in another hotel. So we went out, we worked, went to dinner, went all back to our hotels. I got a message from him. He's like, Winnie, I feel like there's somebody in my room. Mind you, I think he's like at least 5 minutes away from me by car. I messaged back. I said, are you okay?
Just the other guy that he had like in his bed.
I said, do you want to come stay in my hotel room? By the way, he's gay. So it was not like he's trying to get in my pants or anything like that. So, and he's like, no, I'm going to ask the hotel for another room. So once he sent that message, I couldn't sleep because I couldn't help thinking that my room's haunted as well.
Oh, here we go.
So I'm in my hotel, I turn all the lights on, have the TV on, I'm sitting in bed going, fuck, I can't sleep, because you just can't help it. You've got this image in your mind going, oh my gosh, if that hotel room is haunted, this hotel must be haunted as well. So then I met up with him the next day for lunch, and I said, dude, what happened? What made you think that it was haunted? He's like, oh, the door started opening, the wardrobe, and the TV started turning on and off.
He was probably just sleeping on the remote.
Or the aircon or whatever. But I can't help it. So we have this... So a whole bunch of us, we've travel a lot for work, and we all have different techniques. I don't know if you call them techniques, but superstitious in terms of dealing with spiritual vibes. Yeah, elements. So one of the girls, she's like, before I enter a hotel room, she would knock and ask permission.
Oh.
But ask as in, and not ask out loud, but ask in her head, may I come in?
Okay.
Like the whole, is it vampires or?
Yeah.
Where you have to ask permission to come in, or you have to be invited in.
Yeah.
So I couldn't help myself. Like ever since that conversation, that's what I do. And the first thing that I do when I get into a hotel room, you look underneath the bed. Trust me.
Okay.
Any followers, listeners who's hearing this, look underneath your bed. I would love to hear what your rituals. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody had their own rituals. But for me, knock, ask permission, and look underneath the bed.
Okay. That's
It's freaky, dude.
Well, the thing is, a couple of things. My thoughts from like just my thoughts. So when you knock and you ask for permission, how do you know that they say anything back saying, oh, yeah, come on in? What if you knock and you say, oh, can I come in? And they're really... no, fuck off.
Oh, my God.
And then there's like, oh, and you come in anyway.
Oh, my God. It's not really a question. It's more like, knock, knock, I'm present. I'm going to be staying here the night. It's just announcing your presence. It's acknowledging that you're acknowledging their present as well.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
No, not really.
Okay, you don't know. But...
No, it's like I always see that as like when I look back at my life, even with like things like prayers. Like I know people are probably big on prayers and stuff like that, but I always just like always see prayers nowadays as like it's a useless exercise that talks to no one and has nothing to do with anything. It's just all in your mind.
Oh, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm pretty sure half of this is in my... All of it would be in my mind. Not half. All of it. However, when you're traveling on your own constantly...
Yeah. It,
you can't help.
Helps reassure you.
Exactly. That, yeah. And when you hear stories from other travelers as well... You can't help but be brainwashed by it as well.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a ghost? What's the closest thing that you...
I don't know if I've seen ghosts.
Because you believe in ghosts.
I believe in... ghosts gives it like such a negative connotation. It gives it like they're bad.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say they're ghosts. I believe they're spirits.
Spirits or energy or something.
Energy. Yeah. But they're usually not... bad, they could be good, like for example, they could be cheeky. So, I have a very funny story. They're very cheeky because I believe Mum's place.
Yeah.
There's a spirit there, and it's a freaking motherfucking cheeky spirit. So my auntie and uncle were over.
Yeah.
Hear me out. My auntie and uncle were over. And it's a small place. It's not like a massive house or anything like that. My auntie and uncle, they were over from the US on holidays.
Yeah.
And my auntie, she would use her hair straightener every morning to do her hair. She's very, like, a fashionista.
Mm-hmm.
So, on, and mind you, they were here for a good 6 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So, the first few weeks, she's doing her hair, and once she finished with the hair straightener, she will put it back in the spare room in the same place.
Right.
On one particular morning,
yeah,
she couldn't find a hair straightener.
Oh, here we go.
They, my auntie, my uncle, my mom, my stepfather, yeah, they pulled the entire house upside down, trying to look in for a hair straightener. Mm. They gave up. And my auntie, she's very, very, I guess, very fussy with the way she looks. So, not fussy, but she likes to look a certain way,
yeah,
which, total respect, that's another story. Anyways, they went out and bought another hair straightener.
Yeah.
I came over that weekend because I think I was away for work. Anyway, I came around that weekend. I said, what's going on? They said, oh, we can't find your auntie's hair straightener. It's been 3 days already. And I said to them, I said, have you asked the spirits? Have you asked the energy or whoever is in the house?
Yeah.
They laughed it off. They were laughing at me. My auntie, my mom, my uncle's like, don't kid around, Winnie. I said, have you asked though? They said, no, we haven't. I said, fine, I'll ask. Mind you, this is at 10 o'clock in the morning. So this was a Saturday morning. I finished the gym around 9:30, walked over there, so around 10. I asked out loud in Vietnamese.
Yeah.
I said, hey, whoever's out there, if you borrow my auntie's hair straightener, that's absolutely cool that you're borrowing it. That's cool, but can you please return it? Because my auntie needed to do her hair. Okay, so this is at 10, roughly around 10 in the morning, right? We didn't think of anything.
Yeah.
Just carrying on, my mom was making brunch. No joke, I'm not even lying.
Yeah.
Not even 10 minutes. You hear my auntie scream from the bedroom. I said, what's wrong, auntie? She's like, we found the hair straightener. I said, where was it? She's like, it was on the shelf where it was, where I've left it ever since I've been using it.
Okay.
No joke. And then I said to Marty, okay, see, it's the energy. It's the whoever's in the house have taken it and borrowed your hair straightener. I said, now you need to say thank you. She laughed. She's like, I'm not saying thank you. I said, trust me, you don't say thank you, something else is gonna go missing. So I made my auntie say thank you out loud, and she did. And I said thank you too, because I felt that she didn't mean it. So I said thank you on her behalf as well.
Wow. Really?
No, for real.
I thought you were batshit crazy before, but I think now that I've heard that story,
mm-hmm,
you are batshit crazy with that hair.
That was there the entire time. No. No. Because I'm telling you. No. My mum's place is not very big. And
You guys just.
No.
It's one of those situations where it's like, you know, where it becomes invisible to people because no one can see it.
No, it's a hair straightener. Like, it's not like it's a tiny diamond ring or earrings or something like that. It
was because I actually took it.
No, I took it. You weren't at Mum's place.
Yeah, I was because I had long hair back then.
Oh, no.
And I took it.
That's my story. And that's an example of good energy.
Yeah.
Or good ghosts. The friendly ghost, Casper. That was Casper, the friendly ghost.
Okay.
So I do. So sometimes when I go to Mum's house and I feel not saying a bad energy, but I feel something, I would just acknowledge and say, hey, how are you? I would greet them.
Okay. Greet them. Yeah, okay.
Well, we're going to Mum's place for dinner on Thursday.
I'm not going anywhere near that place.
I'll introduce you to...
I'm going to go sit like a lighter there or like my phone or like a...
Fine.
Another hair... Fine. Like a hair straightener.
Fine.
I'll sit it there.
That's fine. But, yeah.
It's whack city.
We're having dinner with my parents on Thursday night.
Yeah, so. No problem. I'll bring my hair straightener.
So, yeah. So instead of a party of four, it'll be a party of five.
Okay. This is...
It's a bit weird.
I just want it to be like a ghost like The Conjuring or like...
No!
Why can't that girl out of The Ring just like come out of the TV?
No, I just don't like want once. That. No, I don't want that.
You know what? I was going to actually play a practical joke on you. I still might do it, but it'll probably freak you out too much. Like... You know how when the bedroom door, you can open it a bit, and but climb onto the top of the bedroom door and then sit in the corner of the door, in the corner of the wall.
No, don't say
then,
that.
And then make like a weird like noise. And so when you wake up, there's like me, but you can't see me properly because I'm all silhouetted. I'm in the corner, in the top corner of the bed.
Don't.
And I'm just like, make it like
a... You know how...
I always wanted to do that.
You have... A samurai sword right knee. Could be used if you ever did that prank on me.
So we've got this old school. If the police are listening, don't worry. But we've got a sharpened samurai sword that sits next to the bed.
I don't think the police will care about this.
I think samurai swords are illegal though. You can't kind of have them.
Oh, it's a beautiful samurai sword. Beautiful.
But you'll stab me with that.
Hey. If I think it's a ghost, hell yeah.
I'll be there all in black.
Oh, don't do that. I would honestly cry.
I want to put a GoPro on and just like...
Oh,
just
gosh.
Film it. Put it on YouTube.
No.
Make it go viral. That would be so funny.
Anyways, dear fellow listeners, if you've got any stories you'd like to share, leave us a comment.
Yeah.
If you
I can't believe you spent half the episode talking about your ghost story about
it's asking like, I need to give it a name.
Okay.
I feel like they need a name. Anyways, on that note, happy Christmas Eve. Happy Christmas for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I hope you have a
chimney in your house because Santa won't be able to come to your place if you ain't got no chimney.
Santa can come in through under the doors. He doesn't fuck around. Oh, as long as there's cookies and milk and... shit out there, he gets in. He's like a pedo rapist guy.
He gets in. Okay. Night, guys.
Yeah, have a great Christmas and a wonderful new year.
Take
we'll see you in the new year.
Bye.
Bye.